ST Opinion, Bad Business by Scott Hards. A few weeks ago, Takafumi Horie was released from police custody. Ironically, his one-time business associate, Yoshiaki Murakami, replaced him behind bars shortly thereafter. Some readers may recall that a few months before his arrest, I wrote an article here critical of Horie's business practices. Many have been critical of Murakami's work, too. His fund specialized in buying the shares of weak companies. The goal, of course, is then to sell the stake at a profit later when the share price rises after improving the business. While I'm not about to defend insider trading, unlike Horie, I had some respect for what Murakami was doing. While many seem to feel that he was attacking innocent companies, such as Hanshin Dentetsu, the management of most of the firms he went after was anything but innocent. Often their uninspired leadership was responsible for lackluster sales and profits, which in turn hurt their stock price. And that harms shareholders, the people whose investments have made the business possible in the first place. If executed well, the efforts of funds like his can help turn a company around, enriching those shareholders. Sometimes, however, those restructuring efforts have less pleasant effects for the employees and the management of the targeted company, prompting much of the criticism. Perhaps it's because I also run a company, but like Murakami, I often look at businesses around me and think, if I were the boss, how would I make it better? I see countless stores and restaurants in my neighborhood that appear to have no idea how to attract customers and turn a profit. So now that changes in the law have made it easier than ever to start a company in Japan, I'll offer some completely unsolicited advice for those of you who may be thinking about doing just that. 1. Invest in a good sign and keep it clean. This is crucial for businesses dependent on walk-in customers. Your sign is often the first thing people look at. If it's worn down or filthy, it suggests lazy, unclean values about your business as a whole. 2. Advertise your business. Even if major mass media is beyond your reach, don't forget about cheaper methods, like newspaper inserts or the internet. Getting people to know that your business exists is half the battle. 3. Hire an accountant. Unless your business is part-time, you won't have the time or energy to keep the numbers straight by yourself. Knowing where your cash is going is very important, and so is profitability analysis. 4. Don't be afraid to spend. When trying to start a company on the cheap, many small business owners balk at purchasing things they really need, like a sign, advertising, or an accountant, in the hope to get it later when they can afford it. But miserliness can doom the business to failure. It costs money to make money. Make sure you've got sufficient funding before you get started. Admittedly, this is all very simple stuff, but I see businesses around me ignoring these rules every day. Make sure you know these basics, unless you want the last thing you purchase for your business to be a sign saying, closed.